every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. So good to be with you. I'm Brian, he's Bob. Dave Glauser producing at Real Golf on social, as well as Real Golf Radio on Instagram and where your favorite podcasts are found. We're going to preview the upcoming Bank of Utah Championship, which is the next event on the PGA Tour's Fall Series, and it takes place right in our backyard in St. George, Utah at Black Desert Resort for the second consecutive year. LPGA was earlier this spring. PGA Tour made its return to the state of Utah last year, last October, and here they are for volume number two, or episode number two of this event, and Bank of Utah came on board to sponsor, so it's the Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert, and a really good field is shaping up. How about the likes of Jason Day, Sayeth Theegala, Billy Horschel, Mav McNeely, Matt McCarty, the defending champ, U.S. Open champion Wyndham Clark, Francesco Molinari, Alex Noren, the President's Cup captain, Brant Snedeker, the Huigar brothers, plus some Utah contingencies in Patrick Fishburne, Zach Blair, Kihei Akina, Preston Summerhays, you know that name, David Lichty, and Connor Howe are sponsors' invites that are going to be participating. There is a lot to get to. We'll do a preview of the golf course, the field, the event coming up over the next couple of hours, plus the DP World Tour in India for the first time. Rory McIlroy taking on that golf course in a unique way, brought up some shades of Phil Past. We'll talk about that coming up. And another sad note that Tiger Woods, another back surgery. What does that mean? We'll talk about Tiger and give him a little bit of love. And what does he and Taylor Swift have in common? Oh, you know we got to go there. We will go there. And we'll talk a little bit of Skins game. by the way, that wasn't a segue. Taylor Swift into the Skins game was not a segue. Although,
no.
If you put Tiger Woods and Taylor Swift in a Skins game, that would be the highest rated Skins game of all time. So
no doubt about
Bob,
it.
Bob, I want to know what your choice for all-time Skins gamers are. Your foursome, we'll talk about it when we get going. But woo! Plus, it's a rivalry weekend. Fox Big Noon is going to be here as well, covering in Provo, covering BYU versus the University of Utah. That Holy War rivalry game, football game that takes place. Man, it's back on the calendar. It was hit and miss for a few years, but it is back, and this is going to be exciting. We'll hit some rivalries in golf as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace-of-mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf course greens starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you by Black Desert Resort, set to host the Bank of Utah Championship, the next event on the Fall Series on the PGA Tour coming up next week. Go to bankofutahchampionship.com for more details and also blackdesertresort.com for all the details on the resort, the hotel, the real estate, the amenities, including the spa, the restaurants, the fitness facility, the upcoming pickleball facility, the water park, all that is planned around this resort, which is absolutely phenomenal. And of course, you can play this Tom Weisskopf Championship course, which will be testing the best players in the world coming up next week. You can do that by booking a stay and booking your round. BlackDesertResort.com. This is really exciting stuff. We'll give you a little preview of this event coming up here on Real Golf Radio. Bob, some of these names that have been announced for the Bank of Utah Championship and some that haven't. By the way, as you're listening to this, go to PGAtour.com. You can get the official field list. But sources saying Max Homa is going to be there.
Why? Giddy up.
Why is Max Homa, like, you think about the popularity of Max Homa. Max struggled when he came out on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
But then he got into social media and he started analyzing regular fan swings. And it turned into a little bit of a swing roast. And fans ate it up. They absolutely love it. Max, roast my swing. Max, roast my swing. And he would go on there and he would have some fun with it. And he was very good. He's witty. He was, intelligent, like he just was really fun, and that kind of created this popularity that Max Homa. But Max, what have you done? What are you doing on the court? Now he's won six times.
Right,
he got it going, but the last year has been a struggle. You know, he's sitting 111th in the FedEx Cup, and he's 100th in the FedEx Fall, and he slipped all the way to 127th in the World Golf Championship, World Golf Ranking.
Yeah, and see, that's
shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking. He won back to back at in Northern California, and I mean the guy is a phenomenal player, and played Presidents Cups, Ryder Cups, and just hits a bad period where things aren't working for him, and he has a bad year. I used to remember my dad saying the sun don't shine on the same dog's back all the time. Mm-hmm. That's what he used to say. And that's the thing about golf. Golf, you can be a phenomenal player and ride the momentum for quite a while, and then all of a sudden it goes away, and now you're searching and you're having a difficult time to try to get back to where you were. But Max Homa is a phenomenal player, and he will be a great asset to the Utah Bank Championship at Black Desert.
Yeah, the Bank of Utah Championship. Yeah, good asset to the field. 2019 Wells Fargo Championship was his maiden win, and then 2021, he won the Genesis. You remember that one? He beat Tony
Finau. Beat Tony in a playoff.
Yeah, exactly. And do you remember he hit that tree?
Yeah.
Like, it was the 10th hole, right? He hits the tree, got a huge break, and ended up knocking Tony out in that one. Went on to win the Fortinet, is what you're talking about, up in Napa.
Yep. Napa.
He won that in 21 and 22, and then again won the Wells Fargo again in 22 as well. And then the big win for him was the 23 Farmers Insurance Open. I thought at that point in time, he had won Genesis, he won the Farmers, he's got the two Wells Fargos and the two Fortinets, and you thought, you know what, he's ready to go here.
Yeah.
And he also did well on, as you mentioned, the Ryder Cup and President's Cup. Like, it felt like he kind of had some things going. So former Walker Cup player too, right? I mean, he just felt like this was a guy, this is kind of one of those guys we needed in this team, U.S. team room, and could be this next star. And then, you know, this year, it's just, you know, it's been a bit of a struggle. He played 23 events, just a single top 10.
Yeah.
And missed eight cuts. You know, just a tough. In fact, he had to withdraw at the Farmers, right? The event that he had won 2 years earlier, opened with 77 and had to withdraw. So really tough year for Max. Went on a string where he, after that withdrawal, he came back and played Pebble, tied for 53rd. But then he missed five cuts in a row. From Phoenix through the Arnold Palmer, through the Players, through Valero. And then he ties for 12th at the Masters, right? And let's not forget, he put himself the year before in the Masters. He was right
in the mix.
That's when I kind of like jumped on the Max Homa bandwagon.
Yeah.
His press conferences after every single round were epic. So good.
Yeah.
And then this year, even though he tied for 12th, he opened with 74-70. Then he went 69-71 on the weekend and got himself a T12, which was awesome. Good for him. And then it just, that, you know, he tied for 5th at John Deere. Other than that, really nothing to really hang your hat, you know, your hat on. So fall series so far, he's gone T19, T18, T40. So we'll see. We'll see what Max does. But glad to have him coming to Utah. Excited to chat with him. We get a chat to get a chance to interview Max Homa. What's your question for Max, Bob?
My question for Max is, why did you go away from social media? Because he cut off of it last year.
He did.
What was the driving factor for being accepted and people loving you and building such a following, and why did you go away from it?
I love that. And I actually don't hate that he went away from social media.
No, I don't either.
I have a love-hate relationship with social media. There's no question about it. But you know what? When things are, I mean, he built a huge following. And as I mentioned, roasting guys' swings. So how about the fact that he's struggling with his swing a little bit?
Yep.
Everybody's going to flip the tables on that. It's probably a lot. I mean, I'm sure it gets overwhelming, right?
Yep. No doubt about it. You know, you're always looking back, thinking about what people are thinking about the way you're playing and the way you're hitting the ball and the way you're not scoring. And everybody has their opinion. Everybody tries to give you all the best advice that they have, or maybe the tips or tricks or that kind of thing. You know, maybe fellow competitors or friends or teachers. But, you know, you got to figure it out. You got to dig it out of the dirt. That's what they call guys that go out and figure it out with their game, is digging it out of the dirt. And that's where Max Homa's at right now.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, wishing him the best. And again, all the players at the Black Desert, coming up at Black Desert at the Bank of Utah Championship. We're going to talk about Black Desert coming up. Ryan Karcher is going to join us, and he's going to give us a preview of the golf course a little bit, and mostly talk about the field and how it came to be, and the resort and some of the things that Reef Capital is doing on the golf front, working with Tiger Woods, things like that on golf course design and new golf courses. Speaking of Tiger Woods, Bob, another blow to Tiger's career, announced that he had to have another back surgery. I mean, this has gotten to the point where you just really feel bad for the guy. I hate to say it, but we go back to when we first began doing this show, and right around the 2000 and probably 4 or 5 mark, you and I are talking, and I'm just saying how Tiger's just going to do all of these things. And you said, well, if he stays healthy, and I remember being so flabbergasted at your statement. What do you mean if he stays? This is the most fit, athletic man to ever play the game of golf. What do you even mean if he stays healthy? There's not a guy that's going to be healthier than Tiger Woods. Well, that hasn't certainly turned out to be the case.
7 of them now, right?
Well, I don't know.
Something like that.
I think there's like 107.
Yeah. It seems like it, but here he is. You know, he's 49 years of age currently. He turns 50 in December. And what's he got in his future? What's he planning on doing? He's basically got lifetime exemptions in all the major championships that he would want to play, and on the senior tour, the major championships that he would want to play. But,
access isn't going to be a problem.
No.
This is 100% based on what his health will allow him to do.
It's all about, you know, can he walk and play that much golf? He likes the idea of being able to ride a cart on the Champions Tour. But, yeah, it's tough to see this and to see that he had that disc that is a full replacement on that disc. So. Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah, we'll keep talking about it, Bob. But I have to think this is his playing days have got to be pretty much behind him at this point in time. Now,
I was texting with you and the caddy, and I said, well, the next thing we'll probably hear from is his retirement.
And
doesn't have to prove anything else.
He has nothing to prove.
Nothing.
You're exactly right. But just to think of that being final, Tiger.
Yeah.
Making it final just sounds awful, doesn't it? Because golf golf is the one sport that you can see your heroes, the best players, whatever you want to call it, your favorite players play well into their later years. It's not like you want to see Shaq out there playing basketball right now, and he's younger than Tiger. So, you know, I just actually he's probably older than Tiger, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. But point is, it's just you just think, how much more can he take? How much more can his body give to be able to go out there? The effort it takes for him to get ready just to play a round of golf and walk 18 holes seems like something that would probably prohibit him from doing too much more, especially as these surgeries continue to pile up. So anyway, we'll talk about that. What's your thoughts at Real Golf on X? Let us know. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More of the show next. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weiskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Bank of Utah Championship coming up next week. So Black Desert Resort and the Tom Weiskopf Design Golf Course is the venue. We've got some great names that are going to be playing. Let's talk about this golf course. Bob, you've had a chance to play it. I played it a number of times and had a chance to be there just last week with a little preview with some of our clients. And, you know, in the high collection areas, you had to hit off a mat so that, you know, trying to let all the divots grow in and that kind of thing. But, oh, I tell you what, the golf course is good. If you remember last year, it was record heat. First week of October, 100-plus degrees. And the tour was worried about some of the winds that might kick up. In fact, if you'll remember, the week after was Vegas. And the winds actually had delayed the tournament and some of the rounds, things like that. So that was a real possibility. We were fortunate that we didn't have to deal with the winds, but the heat was extreme. And so the greens were watered all the way up through Wednesday night. And the guys went out and just tore it up.
Yes.
Matt McCarty, I believe, won at 23, 24 under par. The LPGA.
Yes, 23.
The LPGA, by the way, went to 26 under the winner. And that's just because they hit it a whole lot straighter and they didn't find themselves in any lava. But the golf course is really set up. It's very, very generous off the tee. Now, I was actually a little surprised last year to hear some of the players talk about the blind shots. I guess I never really considered the shots blind, but there are places where you're hitting over hills, some things like that, where technically your ball's landing where you can't see it. Once you've played it, it sort of doesn't feel like a blind shot because you know your sight line and they're pretty easy to pick up. And Weiskopf did a great job of sort of, you know, shaping things to show you where to hit it. But yeah, there is a little bit of that. You think about the first hole. What's amazing is they've added a new tee box on one. Last year, one of the challenges was that the first and 10th tee were the same box.
Yeah.
And it created a major choke point. So they created a new first tee for, you know, that's far enough back to make it work. And then they've got the tee they played off before is still number 10.
Right.
So you'll have those split. But par four, slight dogleg left on the first hole. It plays uphill off the tee shot, slightly uphill into the green. Infinity green looking off into the distance. What was interesting is I sat and watched players for about 2 hours one day last year, and they just had such a hard time reading the greens. They were just little subtleties that kind of get people. And I think I'll be curious to notice if Lucas Glover talked on his show last year after playing and shooting 62 in the final round. And he said, for 3 days, I couldn't read the dang greens. And then he just kind of figured it out and shot 62 on Sunday. I'm curious if the players that are coming back with that knowledge, with the notes that they took and having played it already, how much better will they be at seeing the lines and making putts? I imagine that that learning curve, these guys are so good at that, Bob. I would assume that they will putt that much better in their second go round.
Well, you know, we spoke about Tiger Woods earlier and what's going on with his back. Well, this is one of the things that Tiger did extremely well, is he would play golf courses that he knew, and he knew from memory, and that he knew how the greens were going to break and that type of thing. So in being able to do that, he was able to continue to score better and better at these golf courses. You know, he won at Torrey Pines a myriad number of times in an Open champion, a U.S. Open championship there. He won at Jack's Place. He won it at Bay Hill, Arnold's Place. Those are all golf courses that he has etched in his memory, and he knows he can play them in the middle of the night with his eyes closed, you know? And that's what happens when guys come back and they play a golf course, a new event or a new golf course a second time or a third time, is they understand what's going on and the way things happen on the golf course, where the breaks are, where the bounces are, all that kind of thing. So, I expect guys to have a lot more better feel about the greens and make more putts this time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's very well said. There's a comfort level with it. What I was the commentary I was going to make is last year being so hot that this year it's going to be in the 60s and 70s. That's 30 to 35 degrees cooler than it was last year.
Yeah.
They're able to get the greens as firm as they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think you're going to see a much different experience.
Yes.
And I wouldn't expect the scores to be as low. Now, having said that, if they are able to read the greens, make more putts, perhaps that counterbalances the firmness of the greens. But as the caddies always said, firm, fast greens is the biggest defense against the best players in the world. And this is a par 71 playing 7,400 yards, a little over 7,400 yards. It's the reason it's par 71 is one of the par fives, resort par fives is shortened to a par four. And it is. It's a good par four. It's not even that hard of a par four. It's a very easy par five. And I would suspect that these players are going into that with less than a 6-iron, 7-iron, 8-iron in a lot of cases.
Interesting.
Would have been a par five. You can't have that. And so it's a par 71, and we'll see how they attack it. The cool thing about Black Desert is the collection of par threes. They're short par threes.
Yeah.
The third hole is maybe 180 yards, 190 yards, and it plays a little downhill. The eighth hole is about 135, 40 at the most.
The third hole also has a bunker in the middle of the green too, doesn't it?
It does. A little bit Riviera style.
Yeah.
Yeah, Riviera style there. So
yeah.
15 and 17 are the par threes. 15 would probably be the longest. It can play just a little over 200 yards. And then you've got the short par 3-17th. That is, again, 125 to 35, 40 at the most kind of shot. So guys are going to be hitting controlled wedges. Here's the thing about it, though. Even though you're hitting wedges, short irons in this thing, they get your attention.
Yeah.
And you got to control your spin. Now, 17 was set up with a front hole location with a backstop that can spin it into the hole. They made it set up. They say, hey, we want a hole in one, put it in the hole in one position. Bam, first hole. I think it might have been the first group. One of the first made a hole in one last year. So pretty cool stuff. There'll be some fireworks like that out there, but you got to be able to control your spin with your short irons. And it's the 17th Weisskopf patterned after the postage stamp at Troon, where he won the Open back in 1973.
Yeah. You know, the cool thing about this golf course is visually, it's unbelievable. Mm. With the lava, with the canyon, Snow Canyon, the red rocks on the mountain, the green of the grass, also the white of the sand, and how that shapes into all that terrain. And visually off the tee, it can look a little intimidating, but it's a golf course that has plenty of room and is very, very, very playable.
Rory McIlroy is playing in India for the first time. He didn't even put driver in the bag.
Right.
Because he didn't want to hit it out about more than 270. And so he's hitting irons off the tee. Players at Black Desert, I don't think that's the case. There's plenty of places where I think you can hit driver should you choose to, but
yeah.
Last year there were a record number of rulings because guys would get out in the lava. The lava plays through the green. So it's a bigger penalty than if you're playing it as a resort guest, where you just bring it out like a lateral. So having said that, Bob, with the ladies being so successful, you know, and hitting it so straight, I wonder what the strategy will be for some of these guys, if they'll change it to be able to take some of the risk out of cutting lava corners in order to make sure that they're staying in the fairway, even if they come in with a little longer iron.
Yeah. It's like you said, the ladies hit it straight and there were hardly any rulings.
Yeah.
The guys hit a little bit farther. Rory took the driver out of his bag because once you get out of the rough area where the people are walking, the ground or the trees come all the way down to the ground, mm-hmm. and it becomes unplayable. I played that golf course when I played on the Asian tour, and it's a beautiful golf course and a fun golf course, but it's, again, it's about strategy and it's about getting yourself around a golf course in the least a number of strokes and your game plan. And the guys are going to have to develop one for this.
Yeah, trees to the ground or lava, kind of the same sort of thing. Coming up next, Ryan Karstner joins us here on Real Golf Radio.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank, like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf, we understand the tradition of golf, the joy of passing the game from one generation to the next. Since 1971, we've been helping families like yours enjoy the game of golf. Our expert team will help you find all the golf gear, shoes, and apparel you need. With over 60 years of experience and our legendary 90-day guarantee, we've always been here to help you get there. Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf. Get there!
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Let's go out now and welcome in our good friend. He's the Vice President of Golf Development for Reef, who is, of course, the developer of Black Desert Resort, which is hosting the Bank of Utah Championship on the PGA Tour for the second year in a row coming up next week. Ryan Karstner joins us right now. Karch, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Welcome back to the show. Good to have you. Here we are just a few days away from players showing up, playing practice rounds, pro-am days, getting ready for the Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert. And I'll tell you what, the field is shaping up. Before we get into all of that, just how are you feeling here on the eve of the second PGA Tour event to be held at Black Desert?
Boy, we're feeling a lot better about it this year than we did last year being our first one, but it's... Yeah, we're really excited about this year. You can feel the buzz, even just in the company. And Brian, I know you can kind of feel this one, but everyone's really excited about it and really excited to get down there and get this thing going. It's you can definitely feel like in the state of Utah, I'm getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of texts saying good luck, and they're ready for it. It's pretty fun.
What was the learning curve like after the first one to get you to this point with the second one this year?
You know, there was a few of them, actually. There's quite a few of them that we had. But, you know, there's the biggest thing I would say you'll see that is different is just kind of the flow of the course. You know, that was, I would say, our biggest learning curve is getting people around the course where kind of the we'd kind of bogged down a little bit. You'll see a little bit of a different structure to the first and 10th tee, you know, because we had them so close before, and that was a little bit of a stress point for us. So just little things like that, you know, getting people on the course, making sure the experience is right. We've added more bleachers and more little stadium things around, like 18 and just parts of the course. So I think, you know, those that experienced last year, you come out this year, you're going to really kind of feel a different little ease to getting around and being there. So that'll be fun. Other than, you know, getting the course, the players there and to the facilities around the course, that went actually really well, much better than kind of what we thought, even, you know, with the range being, you know, the distance away and stuff. But yeah, a few spots we still got to use carts to shuttle, but for the most part, it's going to be really slick this year. Looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Ryan Karshner of Reef Capital joining us here on Real Golf Radio, getting set to host the Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert Resort coming up next week, Thursday through Sunday, part of the fall series on the PGA Tour. And this is big, right? I mean, this is with the way they've structured things now in order to get your card, limiting it down to 100. This is an opportunity for players to still get some status or improve their status. And so points are a big deal. When they made that change and an emphasis on the fall series, We figured that this would probably improve the fields. You'd get a few players that you might not otherwise see because of the fewer players that were exempt. And I think that's what you're starting to see happen. That what the PGA Tour did is actually bolstering the field in these fall series events.
Yeah, you can tell the field's really starting to shape up, but we felt that it would, you know, the PGA Tour is telling us that even next year, you know, to prepare for the changes that they've made, and that we're going to see a few more. You know, we had a great field last year, but we're going to see a lot more bigger names kind of sign up just with that structure of the points and how things are going to start playing out with these guys. And it's not the fire drill yet, but you can see these guys, how important it is to get these points in this fall series and how important these events are starting to become for these guys. So it really has changed it quite a bit, and to our benefit for sure.
So talk about some of the guys that have committed, some of the bigger names that we didn't have last year that are coming this year.
Yeah, so you know, there's a few guys like Jason Day, Wyndham Clark, Francisco Molinari, Maverick McNeely. I guess so. We just rumor has it we might be getting Max Homa. So there's a few guys that have been in there or that weren't there last year. That you know, are definitely in a different situation with their points, and some of the guys are pretty safe, but they just want to get in there and get some reps, and you know, obviously the points wouldn't hurt if they could get them. But yeah, you're definitely seeing some of the major champion winners and some of the bigger names in golf come out and starting to see us. I think there's a couple things that also play into that, is not only that the points needed and you know, what the event actually is, but kind of we got a pretty good reputation of what we did last year for our first year event. Even our PGA affiliate guy that was helping us with, you know, that runs the event for us, was just saying, you know, you guys have done a really fantastic job. Matter of fact, you might be upsetting a few of the other, or setting a new bar anyways for all these other events to get attract some of these guys to their event stuff. So I think we did a really good job last year, and it's kind of proven that just seeing who's coming this year.
Ryan Karshner with Reef Capital, developers of Black Desert. He's the vice president of golf development for Reef. Let's just talk about the golf course. Obviously, the players are excited to come watch, but this is also one of those golf courses that people want to visit and see. And many, of course, the locals, those in Utah and surrounding areas that are coming to participate and view the competition, they've had a chance to play Black Desert. Tom Weisskopf Championship Design's been open for a few years now, but to see the best players in the world compete on the stage that you have an opportunity to play on. It's unique. Not all the courses are there. You can't go play Augusta National. You can't, very few people can go play places like Pebble Beach because of the costs and things like that. So when you have a venue that's that hosts the PGA Tour, but is also a resort that welcomes guests, I think it's pretty cool for them to be able to go out there, and Black Desert's one of those places that people want to see the golf course and how the best players perform on it.
I totally agree. Yeah, one of the things that we have down there is, obviously, if you've been there, for those that have been there, it's one of the most scenic golf courses that you'll ever play. I tell people it's like playing almost in Zion National Park with the scenery and the colors that are there and stuff. But it's one of the things that's really happening is we're seeing it being easier to get to with flights coming to St. George, and just with the name that it's getting out there. You know, social media and the marketing department that have done a really good job with this. But people are getting to know where Black Desert is and what it's all about. And, you know, we just got a ranking of number 20, what was the 29th best resort course in the nation. And it's getting out there for sure. And you're right, the affordability really helps, because it's not, what we're charging, what you get on this golf course is really, I think, well worth it for sure. You travel and what you pay usually, you know, with all food and beverage included, caddies included, it's just such a good experience. And people are starting to see that. And we're starting to see that with people returning now after having already been there before.
Ryan Karsner joining us here. So again, your title is, and the Bank of Utah Championship, not to step away, Bank of Utah Championship coming up next week at Black Desert, part of the PGA Tour Fall Series. Vice President of Golf Development. That means you're in charge of not only what took place at Black Desert, but what is taking place and future development. Reef is becoming a major player in new golf development. Black Desert, we know about Marcella, a Tiger Woods golf course in Park City, very exclusive golf course. Give us an update on that. I know it's actually been open for play, which is very exciting. Talk about that. And then what other kind of things are on the horizon for Reef?
Yeah, you know, you're right. We're starting to really get a really good reputation in golf. I've been obviously a PGA club professional. I'm coming up on 30 years, believe it or not. I don't feel that old, but you know, people that I go and I travel, when I travel around, they've heard of us and they see what's next for us as well. We have started, you know, our Marcella project that Tiger's doing in Park City. That one's really getting close. We opened, you know, for some preview play. I call it really not open. You know, the members got to come out just once and just, you know, come pick their lot, come take a look at the property, tour it, bring your clubs, we'll let you play. You know, we have about nine and a half holes ready for them to play. And so, really good experience. And, that course has turned out so much better than I even thought it was going to be. It's absolutely spectacular. And talk about views. It's going to be a player in some of the better courses for sure. One of the best courses that we have in the state for sure. But we have that one going on. Black Desert, we have a few things that we hope to be growing with Black Desert. You'll hear a little bit more about that later. We have a Cornerstone Club in Telluride, Colorado, and that one's just fantastic. It's a very, very high-end private facility. We're going to add kind of a resort style to it is what we're thinking, and trying to make it so there's people that can go play it. It's halfway in between the main airport there and Telluride, so really a nice place there. And then we have Sweetens Cove in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and that's a kind of a nine-hole facility, but it's really, really good, cool golf experience there. And then we have Cuddalong Resort at Tribune Bay in Virginia, and that's a 18-hole facility, and we're just growing in all of these. So we've got a few things in the hoppers, things that we're working on, but that's kind of where we're at with all the structure. But yeah, we're getting a great reputation with golf, and it's been fun to be part of it. It's a fun ride to be on, that's for sure.
That's so awesome.
It's amazing, all the stuff. So obviously you're working with Tiger Woods on Marcella, and rumor has it that maybe some additional stuff as well. Big news about Tiger this week, had another back surgery. I don't know where his playing days are, and I'm not asking you to speculate on it, but in the vein that Tiger's in the news this week, what's it been like working with him and his group on the development side, considering that if his playing days are pretty much behind him, this is something that he'll continue to focus more and more on. And how have you found him to work with and his interest and passion? Is it there in the design? Is it something you think that might be able to fill that void that might be there from not being able to play competitive golf like he once did?
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be able to walk away from it completely, but you're right. I'm not sure where that's going to be going with him. I know he has some other goals that he'd like to see, but physically, he's just obviously got to make it happen. and to be determined to see if he can. But I can tell you this, you know, he is very, very passionate about making sure that his, when he puts his name on a golf course, he really wants to make sure that it's as good as it can possibly be. And he's been actually very, very fun and great. His whole team has been awesome to partner with on this facility in Park City. The last time, the time before this last time he showed up, we had a few holes that we wanted him to kind of sign off on that were completed, that were almost pretty well grown in. And I remember there's one hole, I believe it was number six, he took a look at a bunker and just said, nope, and walked up there, and we had to completely strip off the sod and take it apart and rebuild this complex that he really wanted. And so he's very, very passionate about that. He's very particular of what he wants. He loves to have it visually exactly how he likes it, and you'll be surprised. He likes the ground game. He doesn't bunker up a lot of the greens, but he sure does make a lot of runoffs. Wants you to really think about that up and down. It might be a 3-wood, it might be an 8-iron, and hardly ever is a lob wedge. It can be, but you know, he wants you to keep it on the ground. But it's been fun to get to see that through his eyes and what he really sees when he comes. It's been, and he's totally into it. He loves Park City. He loves to be part of this project.
You mentioned Trout National earlier. You went out to that grand opening. That's another Tiger course. You've been to several of them. What is the theme? What was Trout like? And then what do you see sort of, what's going to be his fingerprint when people play Tiger courses, do you think?
You know, it's a really good question. Trout National was unbelievable. It's a great course and a great facility. You know, it's in the middle of nowhere in Millville, New Jersey, which is where Mike Trout grew up. And I got out there and I've got to know his brother a little bit. And, you know, just being in the Tiger Network, we've kind of connected that way. And they invited me out to their grand opening out there, and I got to hang out with Mike Trout for a little bit. And it was awesome. I just said, man, just something to be proud of. Another, I think it's one of the best courses that Tiger's done. You know, equally as good as anything that I've seen out there so far. But it's got, signature look. Visually, it looks similar to like a Fazio, you know, that kind of a look where the bunkering off the tee. But again, off the greens, we have some kind of, I wouldn't say crazy undulation, but more undulation on our mountain course that he's doing for us, which is a little bit different than their course out there, which is total flat plains, you know, they're trying to build up some dunes. But, he's not afraid of length, of anybody being able to play, good tour players, but he also will just make sure that it's, like, you know, you might get 13 tee boxes on one tee just to make sure that it's got enough options for everybody else to be out there too. So I think he sees it a really good way, not just through the tour player eyes, but through the playability of everybody that wants to go on the golf course. I was really, really impressed with Trout National. I can tell you that much. It was awesome. Really good course.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
So I was going to ask you, do they have – Tiger is kind of a really throwback kind of a traditional player. He plays certain irons and certain lofts, and he's done that all of his career and all of his life. Is the look of his courses a little bit more traditional, or is it just depend on the piece of property?
I think it depends on the property, but I would say it's closer to the traditional look. You know, when you go to a Nicklaus course, you can see, you know, there's so many, you know, cut shots, you know, dogleg rights or just the way that Jack likes to shape a ball and stuff. And Tiger is not like that at all. He'll hit it. Obviously he could hit any shot, but he looks at the shape of the land, and him and Bo Welling is his main designer that he works with and stuff. And I think they both see it, or Bo has really learned how Tiger likes to see a shot, but it's very traditional, but it just looks when you go to Trout National, it just has the look and the feel of like a really big ballpark. Right, it's got the feeling of like a tour event can come here at any time. They have enough length to it, but also the setup and strategy and the shots that you have to hit on the course can be pretty demanding at times. But again, it all depends on the tee that you're playing as well. So it's going to give everybody a good challenge to it. But I think visually it's very, very stunning, really, really good. Especially they have a lot of water on that course. Well, I wouldn't say a lot, but quite a few ponds and they have a lot of waste areas and stuff. Way playable, very fun course, but very challenging. I played it. It was pretty cold, and so the ball was going nowhere. It was like a 2-club, and the wind wasn't even up that much, but it was definitely 2-club difference from Utah, I would say. Big course.
Hey, Ryan, before we let you go, I think that's interesting. You know, when you look from a development standpoint, putting Tiger's name on a golf course, my guess is there's a premium to having Tiger Woods design your course. But what is the strategy there? And I'm sure it has something to do with the fact that Tiger generates so much interest that if you put a Tiger name on it, people are going to be interested in playing it, checking it out, visiting, joining, whatever the strategy around that course is, huh?
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of Tiger courses you can't play just because they're private. But there's some that they are, and I think you're going to be able to see more and more of those that he's going to be able to, you know, that people will be able to get on, because I think that's the biggest thing is people really don't know what to expect from him. Obviously, they know that he's, you know, one of, if not the best player to ever swing a golf club in an event, and so there, you know, everybody wants to see what he can do. You know, Jack was great at it. Weisskopf, all these guys that have gone through that have been fantastic players and now are really, really good course designers. I think they're expecting that from Tiger. And yes, he does have by far and away the highest fee of everybody. But, you know, there's a lot that comes with that too. The buzz that happens when you say Tiger is going to build this golf course is unmatched to anybody. And, you know, we've worked with and plan on work with most of the really, really good ones. Most of the names that are out there, we've talked to or had conversations with. So, but it's been good to see. I mean, you know, we saw even in our Marcella course that is going to be private, even at that level, people were all over it and just were really interested in what we were going to do up there on that hill.
Ryan Karcher is the Vice President of Golf Development for Reef. You might want to keep an eye on Reef Capital Partners and what they're doing in the golf scene. What they do in investments, they've been doing for a long, long time. Relatively new to golf and already making a statement, as Ryan just touched on there, Marcella, the private club development in Deer Valley and Park City, the Tiger Woods design golf course. There's also a King and Collins course that's going up there as well. And then, of course, Black Desert Resort, which has been open for a few years now. The resort continues to develop out, but Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course is open for play and is hosting the Bank of Utah Championship coming up next week, the part of the PGA Tour Fall Series. Some great names. Max Homa is expected to be there. Jason Day, Saith Thegala, Billy Horschel, Maverick McNealy, Matt McCarty, the defending champ. Wyndham Clark is the U.S. Open champion. Francesco Molinari, Alex Noren, President's Cup captain Brant Snedeker, the Højgaard brothers, you know, plus some great Utah players as well. This is going to be quite the event, and it continues to grow, and Reef has their fingers all over it. So definitely keep an eye on what they're doing. Great job, Karch. Appreciate you taking some time, and we'll chat with you again real soon.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Hope to see you all down there.
We'll be there for sure. Real Golf Radio will be there covering the event. No question about it. Ryan Karchner, Vice President of Golf Development for Reef. Stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two is next.